The following program is paid for by the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Information on the program is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program. These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on KDKA Radio.
And I'm Mangino. With me right now, Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. And Dr. Rafferty, we've been doing this now, oh my goodness, what, since 2011,
I think it was? Yes.
So we're coming up on our eighth year. Mm-hmm. We've been doing these shows together, that we've known each other for this long. And our relationship started because I was dealing with some back pain issues.
Yes.
And I first came to see you, and you evaluated me and saw me as a candidate that would benefit from what you do. And it was remarkable the amount of pain relief that I was able to have. And not only do we have that doctor-patient relationship, I am so fortunate and thankful to be able to say that it's grown into a very dear friendship relationship now as well.
I agree. I couldn't agree with you more, Mangino. It's been wonderful over the years, and it's great. You did well with the program at the time, and you're still doing well, and that's what makes me so happy about what we're doing and how patients respond and how it fixes the problem and the body can just continue to heal ongoing. But it was we kind of hit it off right away, and I've enjoyed doing these shows over the years. It's only because you encouraged me. You said, hey, you got to get the word out there. Mm-hmm. You know, what you're doing is different and people need to know about it. And I wasn't really that excited to go live on the radio, but it's been really great. It really has.
The experience that you talked about where I got better and then the healing continues on and I'm not dealing with any pain whatsoever, I'm typical.
That's
well,
right.
When we talk about what you go through and the people that you take care of, I'm not the exception. I'm the rule.
No, and it's the greatest thing. And when you came in, that was really our first year, and we are into our eighth year now, almost halfway through our eighth year. And yes, we have a 98% success rate. And as you said, we're dealing with patients that have bulging discs, herniated discs, degenerative discs. These are the worst of the worst. It's not just the pain that goes with it. It's everything that's happening and the degeneration and dying of the disc. And that's the thing, is when you realize that if you step in and you fix the problem and you get to the actual problem and turn it around, and we're going to talk about that tonight, getting circulation into the disc, stopping the disc from breaking down further and dying, and get it to actually heal and repair.
Mm-hmm.
And our patients, what we knew they were getting better and staying better. And one of our research studies that we had done, the research companies got on the phone and talked to our patients that had been out of the program for 3 years. And 96% of them were still doing well, if not better, than when they left.
What's really mind-boggling to me as a layperson is that you have success rates that are that high, and you reference the worst of the worst. Everybody who comes to you virtually comes to you after they've exhausted everything else except for surgery, and even sometimes surgery too.
That's right. We've had patients, a number of them, that have had one, two, maybe three or more surgeries, as long as they still have are in phase one, which is, doesn't mean a lot to say that, but if they're still in a candidate where there's enough disc that we can work with that we can get it to heal. But you're right. It's one of those things where we are dealing with the worst of the worst, and they always go through the system, as I like to call it, where they're going and following all the normal protocols, and they end up frustrated, disappointed, things aren't working for them. And the reason is that everything that's offered to the disc patient out there is pain management.
Mm-hmm.
It's geared towards giving the patient relief, which is what you want initially. But ultimately, if you're only going to chase the pain, if you're only going to focus on the pain, if you think the pain is the problem, well, if that's what you're going to focus on and those are the treatments you're going to receive or you're going to do, you're going to end up frustrated and disappointed because you'll always have to deal with the pain. So what I help my patients to understand is there's an underlying cause. There's a reason why the disc has gone bad, and that's what we talk about. There's a problem, and then the conditions, meaning the breakdown of the disc, what you're seeing on the MRI or the CT scan, those degenerative discs, bulging discs, herniated discs, those are just conditions. They're not the problem. And then the conditions, the more the disc starts to degenerate, break down, starts to bulge into the space that belongs to the nerve, that is what we call stenosis.
Okay.
When it's touching the nerve tissue, that's what causes the pain. So you have the problem first, then slowly over time, the conditions start to build up,
mm-hmm.
and then eventually all the pain, and then eventually all the difficulties and loss of function and loss of quality of life. Those things all come later.
Everyone else is dealing with the pain. And my guess is it's because they don't realize that you can deal with the problem that's causing the pain in the first place. And when you have so many people who are dealing with pain, I'm thinking about the drug addiction crisis that we're dealing with in America today, especially right here in Pittsburgh and southwestern Pennsylvania. People who start taking pain pills because they couldn't get away from the pain. And next thing you know, they become addicted. You're saying that instead of considering those pain medication options, why not make a phone call to the Disc Institute, get an evaluation done? Oh, by the way, it's free of charge. Is that right?
That's right. We don't charge for the evaluation because we know we can't help everybody, and I do turn a lot of patients away. So we keep it the initial visit at no charge. You can come in, meet with my staff. They'll gather all the information. You'll leave your MRI, and if you don't have an MRI, we'll help you with that process. And then once I evaluate everything, I'll determine if we can help you. And I do turn a lot of patients away, but the ones that we do, we're very confident that we'll have a 98% success rate with them.
Dr. Richard Rafferty, the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Here's the phone number to call, 412-906-9600. I encourage you to call now. If you say you'll call tomorrow, you may forget about it. Life happens. Call now. Leave a message. They'll call you back tomorrow, 412-906-9600. If you want more information, go to the website, PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. A couple of the patients that Dr. Rafferty has worked with and helped them restore their lives. Details coming up in a moment.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
Once again, I'm Angino. With me, Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. If you are dealing with a bulging disc, a herniated disc, a degenerative disc, you have the stenosis that Dr. Rafferty was talking about. If you're suffering from neck pain, pain in your arms and your hands, maybe lower back pain that radiates down your legs, also sciatica is another one. You need Dr. Rafferty. Here's the phone number to call to get a completely free evaluation. No cost, no obligation. It's 412-906-9600. 412-906-9600. More details available at the website PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. The treatment method is intradisc neutrosis. We'll talk more about that. But we have a couple of ladies that I want to be able to get to, doctor, and have them tell their stories. And one is Carla, who's joining us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Carla, welcome to KDK Radio. Good to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for making time. I want to talk to you about how far back did you remember having the pain? How long did you have the pain?
Maybe 6 years.
What, you're 86 years old?
No, I said maybe 6 years.
Oh, maybe 6 years. I am so sorry. I'm about to get hit now because I just suggested that you're well over 86 years old. Carla, Dr. Rafferty will take a little swipe later just to straighten me out, and I apologize for that, please. So 6 to 8 years. Do you remember what happened and why it started?
I was in a car accident, and I never, you know, nursed it.
Okay.
And then I had foot surgery, and I went into a medical boot. Mm. And now with that medical boot, it just knocked my whole back out. So 4 years later, you know, this is the time now, 4 years later, with the medical boot, I had to go back in it, and it really just knocked me down. So
how bad was the pain? How bad was the pain, Carla?
I couldn't walk around the block around my house. I couldn't even walk a block, let alone go to work.
And that's pain that you oftentimes encounter, Dr. Rafferty, where people come in pain to where they can't seemingly do much of anything and escape that pain.
It ends up really affecting your quality of life. And it gets to the point where you really can't even enjoy getting out of bed in the morning, let alone doing all the things that are required of you for the day. And
Exactly. Sometimes
the pain is so bad that you just can't get away from it. You try sitting, you try laying, you try all kinds of different positions, and it just becomes overwhelming.
Carla, what were the doctors telling you prior to you deciding to contact Dr. Rafferty?
With my lower back, what interests me with Dr. Rafferty's, the DISC Institute, was that there was no surgery.
Hmm.
And I found out that it was my lower back. He answered all the questions that I couldn't get answered through all the doctors that I went through.
And surgery is a very scary thing for a lot of people, doctor. And they want to do what they can to avoid it. And it seems as though over the years that we've done this show, so many people get up to the point to where they've exhausted everything. Surgery is what's being recommended. And then the patients say, I just don't want to go down that road.
Well, that's exactly it. They'll end up going to therapy, pain management. We talked about drugs earlier. And most patients know somebody, a loved one, a friend, some other relation that they went through the process. They decided to go forward with the surgery, thinking that it's going to finally give them the relief that they're searching for. And they most of the time end up being very disappointed. And a lot of times what ends up happening is that they can get sometimes some temporary relief, but what I teach my patients is that it doesn't fix the problem. And the problem is there, and if you don't address it, you're not getting to the point where you can turn this situation around. It just continues to get worse. It's like a plant. If you don't water it and you start to see the leaves turning brown and it starts to wilt, and it just continues down that path unless you step in. Once you discover that it needs water, then there's nothing else that makes sense. Doing surgery on the leaves, etc., isn't going to turn the situation around.
Carla, what did you think the first time you spoke with Dr. Rafferty? What was going through your mind?
Well, when I got the phone call that I was invited into the seminar, so I was eligible. I mean, I just was so happy because this was it's like my last resort to get my life back. So,
and then you started the program, and how soon after you started did you begin to notice some aspect of relief?
Now, Dr. Rafferty told me I was an exception, but my very first day after I started,
that's true,
my lower back hasn't hurt it.
Is that right?
My very first day.
Oh, my. Now, doctor, just for clarity purposes, that is clearly something that does not typically happen. It takes longer for the pain to begin to subside.
It does, because I tell patients that as I, you know, try to help them understand what to expect, is that you start to feel better when the disc tissue starts to heal. And so a lot of times that can take a few weeks. And we go over that in a lot of detail before we start the program. But I'm always happy when patients like Carla have that experience where it starts to turn around right away.
Yeah, Carla was pretty happy too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now,
I'm very happy.
What would you say to anyone who's listening right now who's dealing with the back pain like you had?
They're the last resort. They're the last resort. And listen to them. And the only thing that you have to do is show up.
That was pretty easy, wasn't it? I mean, just make sure you get there, and then they take care of all the rest.
Yes, they do. The staff is great. Everything. I mean, I've been so happy and satisfied with this therapy that I can't even promote it no more. Like, I'm so happy.
Look at that. You got a big fan here, Doctor.
Carla, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in.
Appreciate it, Carla.
You're welcome, Dr. Rafferty.
Have a great night. Thank you.
All right. All the best to you. We're going to talk to another patient coming up here in a moment. Julie is patiently holding on. We'll get to her coming up after the news. But I want to remind everyone, this is the phone number that you're going to need if you want to call to get more information and see if you could possibly be a candidate. It's 412-906-9600, 412-906-9600. PittsburghDiscInstitute.com is the website if you're dealing with pain, bulging discs, herniated discs, degenerative discs, your back, your neck, radiating down on your legs, your arm, then you want Dr. Rafferty, 412-906-9600.
The following program is paid for by the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
Once again, I'm Mangino. With me, Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh is here, and we're helping people that are dealing with back problems, and I mean real severe back issues. Now, if you can take a couple of aspirin and your back is fine, then this is not you're not who we're talking about. But if you've been dealing with a bulging disc and you've tried what seems to be everything, I mean, you name the over-counter medication, you've tried. You've tried the Icy Hot. You've tried the hot icy. You've done the Bengay. You've done the gay Ben. I mean, everything. You've gone to the physical therapist. You've gone to acupressure and acupuncture. And you've done the chiropractor. And nothing's working. Then before you go in for surgery, I encourage you to contact Dr. Richard Rafferty, 412-906-9600, 412-906-9600. Because Dr. Rafferty will give it to you very straight. And doctor, it's sad, but you do tell people at times that after examining their MRI, that they're just not a candidate. And this is one of the reasons why I just love you and what you do so much, that it's not just about running patients through the gauntlet and making the money. It's about really helping people. And sometimes you have to say to people, you're just too far gone.
Yes, and it's always hard because I really love to help people and help them to turn it around, and I know they've been everywhere, and I hate to be another disappointment. So, but when you're bringing something new forward, and this is really a medical breakthrough. I mean, we're doing something no one else is doing, and it's the results we're getting are, you know, they are incredible when you consider the odds of other things, and it's really hard. What it really comes down to is when I evaluate the MRI, and that's really what it is I have to see that there's enough disc there that once we get the circulation into that disc and get the disc what it needs, and it will get the opportunity to heal and repair as opposed to continuing to die. And when I look at the MRI and I see not only changes in the disc, but a lot of changes in the bone and, you know, a lot of arthritis and spurring and that sort of thing, it's just too far gone. The window of opportunity is closed. And you know, I try to refer them to at least minimally invasive surgery mm-hmm. as an option. So that's the other thing is I'll give you my opinion, and then I'll even try to give you some direction if you're at your wit's end. And, it's one of those things where we have the success that we have because it is important to me
right.
that when somebody steps up and they trust us at the Disc Institute that we're going to be able to deliver and they can count on that.
Julie is joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Julie, welcome to KDKA Radio.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. What is your story, my dear?
Well, I started with back pain probably whenever I was a teenager, and I just turned 40 this past year, and this past June, I went to pick up my nephew, and the back went out, and I said, that's it. I can't do this anymore. So I called Dr. Rafferty. They got me right in, and as of November, I was done, and that following weekend, I was done on a Monday. The following Saturday, we went to Disney. We walked over 40 miles, and never once did I have a stitch of back pain. That it's unbelievable.
You just said it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Is it really to you? Did you ever think that you would be at this point where you could walk at Disney and never have to worry about pain? Did that ever cross your mind prior to seeing Dr. Rafferty?
No. I've always went to chiropractors, and just it was just a Band-Aid, you know, like it would fix me for, you know, a short time. And then, you know, I would do something, go to pick up something, and just the simplest thing, I could bend over and my back would go out. And I mean, when my back would go out, it was to the point where I couldn't walk. Like, my husband had to come get me one day at work because I physically couldn't drive. Like, it was that bad. So...
When you went in to see Dr. Rafferty, what was it that was compelling to you that just seemed to click and make sense that you decided this is something that you want to do?
Because I feel that I have so much life to live, you know, like just because I turned 40 doesn't mean I should feel, you know, and knowing that I'm going to end up getting arthritis in my back and just different things. I just, you know, my husband and I like to travel. We like to do fun things. And, you know, like, I don't want to be tied down with back problems for the rest of my life. So, and I'm afraid of surgery. I, you know, didn't want to have any surgery, you know, so I made the choice to do it. And it's the best thing I ever did.
Doctor, when you first saw Julie, what did you think when you were looking at the MRI and the possibility of this working for her?
Well, what's interesting about that question is I look at that MRI and I read all the things that the patient has tried and all the history that they share and that sort of thing. And when I looked at her MRI, I evaluated it, and she was a phase one, which means that the disc has begun to degenerate or break down and starting to die. And I could tell that she was not into phase two, even though there was some, you know, beginning stages of that process heading that way. It was way early enough that we could intervene and turn it around.
Okay. Julie, when did you begin to notice some aspect of improvement?
Probably about a week or so after I was there. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I would say probably about a week.
Okay.
And then from there, it was all uphill from that point.
Have you ever tried to refine the pain? Dr. Rafferty's laughing because we've talked about this before, because the pain would go, once the pain went away for me after I went through the treatment program with him, I find myself sitting at times and remembering, oh wait, I'm not in pain. I wonder if I did this or if I do this. And I'm kind of like, I'm wiggling around in my chair just thinking, is it really, really gone? Or am I just imagining that it's all gone? How about for you?
Yeah, I've kind of thought that too. And, you know, they say, you know, you're still healing even after, you know, so like I still try to be careful what I do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like I try to be daring at times, and
yes.
Not going to lie.
What's the family response been like? What has the family said?
They're very happy. My husband especially, you know, because, you know, he doesn't have to see me sitting around in pain, you know, I promote it so much.
It's an added strain dealing with that kind of pain. Not only is it difficult just to endure, but your pain can have a negative impact on your family and friends too, can't they? Can it?
Oh yeah. I mean, because there was times where I couldn't, you know, my back was out, so I couldn't participate in something that they were doing. You know, like we like to ride ATVs and stuff. So there have been times where my back was out, I couldn't go participate with that. You know, like I had to sit back. So it wasn't fun at times.
No,
there was lots of tears.
Oh, I'm sure. And then you deal with the psychological impact. And doctor, you've probably experienced this with the countless patients that you've had too, where the families are just feeling so much better about what's taking place and relationships are able to be improved as a result of just not dealing with the constant pain that won't go away.
It does affect all aspects of your life. And it is interesting because as a husband, you know, when your wife's suffering, as a man, you want to do something. You want to help. You want to do something. And a lot of times you just don't know what to do. And when mom's down, the whole family's down.
That's a good point.
And, you know, it's just so exciting because I see what you're saying. You end up having a happier family when everybody is on the mend and everything's turned around once and for all. And I always talk to, you know, when I talk to patients, I always say that, you know, you're not only in trouble right now, and this is causing you a lot of difficulty and that sort of thing, but you have to be concerned about what the future holds. And that's one of the motivating factors to turn this around once and for all, get it finished. And the nice thing is, once you fix the mechanism to get the circulation back into the disc will start to heal and you can't stop it. It's just going to keep on coming. It's like you water that plant, the plant knows what to do to turn things around once and for all. And that's the same thing. Once we start to get a circulation into that living tissue, the body is so intelligent, it takes that circulation, it starts to rebuild those cells and rebuild that tissue. And that's how you end up feeling better. You get better, you stay better, because once you fix the problem and everything heals, your disc will get strong again, and all those functions that you've been missing and that have been difficult will come back.
Julie, thank you very much, and I'm so happy to hear that everything is going so well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Julie.
Julie joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. When we come back from this little break, I want to talk about what it is that you do. And you've, over the years, have told stories about the plant and have told stories about the string around a finger and what the real issues are and how you're able to help and what the real problems are. I want you to explain it, because I think that's just a wonderful way of picturing this in our minds of what's taking place, what the problem is, and then how you're able to step in with intradisc neutrosis to be able to help. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
Once again, I'm Angino, along with Dr. Richard Rafferty of the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. The phone number, 412-906-9600. The website, PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. Now, doctor, you've oftentimes used the plant analogy to be able to help people paint a picture in their minds of what's happening with the disc. Would you do that again, please?
Yeah, we can. I a lot of times like to talk about a plant, or maybe like you mentioned the rubber band around the finger. The purpose of that is to get patients to really understand that the problem is not the pain. The pain is a result of the problem. And in fact, the conditions, you know, the changes that we see in the disc, the bulging disc, herniated disc, degenerative disc, the fact that the disc is dying is not the problem. That's a condition. It's a result of the problem.
Okay.
So if you look at a plant and it's healthy and everything's great, it's getting what it needs and everything is fine. It's getting its water, its soil, you know, the nutrients from the soil, its sunshine, etc. If you take water away from that plant, it's going to start to change. Without getting that circulation, those nutrients that it needs, we're going to see evidence that plant is no longer in a healthy state. In fact, we're going to say that it's dying. And how do we know it's dying? Well, we're going to see conditions show up. We'll see changes in the leaves. They'll turn yellow, they'll turn brown, they'll wilt. The plant will start to wilt a little bit. And so you'll say, well, this is an unhealthy plant. Well, how do we know? We see the conditions. And that's something that's really important to understand, is only dying tissue gets conditions. So like the rubber band around the finger, when I do that demonstration, I'll say, now let's be clear, when we put this rubber band on, this is the problem. Everything we talk about from that point forward is going to be because of the problem. Now, living tissue, all tissue needs circulation. And your disc is living tissue, just like all the other tissues of your body. And if you don't get circulation into that living tissue, it's going to die. So if you think about the rubber band on the finger, what's the rubber band going to do? It's going to decrease or cut off circulation to that living tissue, that end of that finger. So what'll happen without circulation is changes in that tissue will begin. You might see it start to turn red. Mm-hmm. It might start to swell. It might start to turn blue. Those are conditions starting to show up. So the living tissue is changing. It's breaking down. It's starting. You're starting to get conditions now in that. And then pretty soon, those conditions are going to start to cause pain. So you're going to start to get pain. It's like when the disc starts to change and you get bulging. We talked about stenosis, when that bulging or protruding tissue gets into the space that belongs to the nerve. Those two tissues start to touch, you're going to start to get pain.
Okay.
Whether it's in your neck or your low back, it can go wherever the nerve goes. It can go down your arms. It can go down your leg. And again, the pain comes last.
All right.
The symptoms are the last thing to show up.
Okay. Let's talk about the finger for a second.
Yeah.
So we have this bulging finger because the rubber band. Now, there are things that we could do.
Right.
We could put makeup on the finger so it no longer looks purple.
Yes.
It now has a skin tone that's closer to the rest of the finger, but that doesn't solve the problem.
Exactly.
We could rub some Aspirin cream on it.
Yes.
To take away some of the pain, but that doesn't fix the problem. It just deals with a little bit of pain, but the problem is still there.
Yes.
The real issue is, how do we get the circulation back? You take off the rubber band. Now, translate that back to discs.
Okay, so if you are no longer getting circulation into that disc, like you said, if you start just dealing with the pain, you could take pain medications, etc. You could get to the point where you're injecting the finger or you're doing surgery on the finger. But that's not going to fix the problem. It won't take the rubber band off. What we're doing at the Disc Institute is there's a mechanism, a physiological mechanism that you can find right in the research, right in the anatomy book, that's designed to bring circulation, nutrients, water into the disc. Injuries to the spine will prevent that circulation from getting into the disc. So what ends up happening is you hurt your spine, you injure the joint, and the joint no longer has the mechanism to put to introducer to bring that circulation to the disc. It's
okay.
The only way the disc can get circulation, because it's an avascular tissue. It doesn't have vessels. It's not connected to the circulatory system.
And that kind of goes back to the painted the picture in people's minds of the sponge that you've talked about in the past.
Yes.
Where if you have a sponge and you soak it, then it's with water.
Yes.
As you press down on it, it pushes out water.
Yes.
And as you lift your hand off of it, it draws the water
in
around it.
Yes.
So that's how discs work?
And yeah, basically, that's the physiology of the disc is the movement of the joint, the healthy movement of the joint creates the pumping effect on the disc.
Okay.
It brings the circulation, the nutrients in, and also, very important, gets the waste products out, the lactic acid,
right,
et
cetera. Right.
So when you injure your joint, and it no longer can move freely to create the pumping action, the disc tissue is not going to get its circulation. It's going to begin to die.
Right.
From the point of injury forward, it's a slow process. It's just like when you put the rubber band on the finger, you don't feel it right away. You forget your plant for several days, maybe even a week, before you start to see the evidence that the plant is breaking down and is starting to get the conditions. So it's a slow process from the point of the loss of the circulation until you start to get the conditions. The bulging starts, the tearing, the herniation, the protrusion, and like I said before, the last thing to show up is the pain.
Okay.
The good news is, when we start to get circulation into the disc, one of the first things to go away as the disc begins to heal is the pain.
Why?
But it's going to go away. What ends up happening is, as you start to get the tissues and cells of the disc start to heal and get their circulation and rebuild. The body's so intelligent. When you start to feed it what it needs, again. It's like if I take the rubber band off the finger, the body knows what to do next.
Okay, right.
And what's great is once you start the healing there, you can't stop it. And that's why our patients, they get better and they stay better. And that's why we did post-MRIs after our treatments at a year. Mm-hmm. And so you say, okay, we see improvements in healing in the disc at 1 year. They already had a bunch of treatment, you know, and then, you know, a year later, we did an, after they finished the program, we did an MRI. But what we did was we did an, one 6 months later. So it was a year and a half after treatment was stopped.
Okay.
And we saw significant, when we compared the one taken at 1 year to the one taken at 6 months, significant improvement in that six months. So a year and a half later, when the MRI was done, compared it to the one that was done at a year, we saw significant improvement in healing in the disc. And what's interesting is you would say, wow, that patient hasn't had a treatment in a year and a half, and there was no treatment from the 1 year MRI to the one done 6 months later.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, that's really interesting. The only reason for it is because the body's own ability to bring the circulation to the disc was restored.
Dr. Richard Rafferty, the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Here's the number you need, 412-906-9600. The website, the PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. PittsburghDiscInstitute.com. Dr. Rafferty, it's always good seeing you, and thank you very much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me, Mangino. I always enjoy it.
The preceding program was paid for by the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh. Information on the program is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the preceding program.